Yeah, Nathan Jones, the captain's been good enough to join us. Welcome there, Nate.
Morning, boys.
Nice to talk to you. First and foremost, let's get this out of the road early. How's the old cockroach?
He's all right, mate. I spoke to him last night. Obviously, you would have heard the commentary from the press. He just felt a little bit lightheaded and felt a little bit ill, but went and had a few tests yesterday. And, as I said on the text message last night, he said he's all good, be out of training and right to go this week.
Jonesy, well, you can take this back to the club. If he's not able to coach this week, Gary is more than ready, willing and able to take the reins.
I'm sure he would. He's done a good job in the past, but we've got plenty of capable guys, assistant boys that will be able to step up. But Goody, no doubt he'll be fine.
Yeah, he will be great. Hey, there were some really good signs in that West Coast game. And the problem that has been around, whether you're playing well or poorly, is the same. And you just haven't been able to convert once you go inside 50. What do you put it down to?
There's a few things, Gaz. I think it's probably just obviously our efficiency going inside to, create marks was probably and create opportunities was a knock on us maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. Now we're creating those opportunities, but it's just conversion with accuracy. And that, there's no doubt that was a huge factor in costing us the game on the weekend. So there's a fair bit of goal kicking practice. We haven't really dived into it too much other than just continuing to practice the skills and focus on the fundamentals of how we're creating those opportunities, because at some point it will click and we will kick a big score.
So as a watcher and observer, Friday night was the first time for the year, really, I looked at it and it was reminiscent of, the barnstorming charge into the finals and the two finals wins. Did it feel like that playing? It was take the game on, it was aggressive running, it was good pressure, it just had that look of 2018 about it.
Yeah, it did. A few people said that. I think in our review, a lot of guys said that we sort of, that the way we played felt like it was, back to, similar sort of style of footy that we played last year. From my perspective, that's sort of been brewing for the last, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, probably since the Richmond game. We refined a few things and focused on some key areas from training. And, on the weekend, we put in a really good effort in that space. But, I think our form is building and hopefully that converts to wins on the board, because we're going to need them and we're going to need a bloody good run from here on in.
And you're going to need some players back from injury as well. Jake Lever, how's he tracking? There's been discussion this week about the possibility of him playing, but I think the coach, Simon Goodwood, knocked that on the head yesterday. How long do you think it'll be before he's back in the side, though, Nathan?
It's dependent on how he goes, really, but it's probably the really final stages of his rehab. So there's probably no point risking him at AFL level. At this point, I think he only sort of played around 60% game time in the VFL last week, so it's just getting that match conditioning up to scratch. But as far as, general conditioning, he's in terrific shape and pretty much ready to go. So, a week or two, hopefully, is what, my perspective would be. But, that's everything going well. But like you said, we do have a few guys on the way back. Some guys will turn through VFL footy this week, which will help us in the long run, and a couple of guys aren't too far away from being able to put their hand up to senior footy either.
We keep hearing that, Jake is a real general. He's very vocal when he's out there playing. Is that something that has been missing from the group? Is he one of those leaders out there on the ground that sort of initiates a lot of that talk and that discussion when you're playing?
Oh, yeah, I think obviously the calibre of player he is, it's a hole that's left in our back line. There's no doubt about that, and we're a better team when he does play. But, in saying that, I think, it was probably an area we did struggle with, early in the season. But I dare say the last month, as we've started to gel better as a team and work, much more connectedly across all three lines, we've seen, our back line actually work quite efficiently. So, if anything, when, guys like Jake and Stephen may come back, that's going to further strengthen our side.
Hey, the Giants at the MCG this week hasn't been great for them. Hawthorn were the most recent team to play them and put in place a style of game that they really battle with. Have you guys been to school on that?
Yeah, we have, Gaz. I think they sort of set the blueprint for us, but we're also under no illusions, you know, how good they are either. So, you know, I think they're number one in contested ball, and, you know, they're in the top two or three for, you know, I guess, taking the ball from end to end. So, I guess in the areas that we've been focusing on, and particularly around the contest and, you know, refining our defence, it's there's probably no better challenge for us, really, in terms of playing this side. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out, but, I think if we bring the intensity and effort and application that we saw last week and in the previous couple of weeks, you know, it should make for a great game.
It is 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. We're talking to Nathan Jones. And Nathan, I'm sure you would have caught up with this during the week. You've got Daisy Thomas, who's been fined $7,500 for calling an umpire a cheat. Then you've got Jordan Lewis, one of your teammates, who went on AFL 360 and said, look, it's a bit hard to expect players to hold their tongue at different times out there. Were you aware, or do you believe, that the penalty was right for Daisy Thomas?
Yeah, look, I think probably hard for me to have a perspective on the penalty, really, but I reckon, you know, I guess from Louis' comments, I think he's just trying to, you know, support a player, heat of the moment, those kind of things.
Yep.
But I guess, you know, that doesn't fly anymore, particularly in this day and age. And I think what we have learned from it, the hardline stance from the AFL, I think from a holistic perspective, is to, you know, I guess, wash down into community footies that, you know, it's not acceptable in terms of the way we treat and abuse umpires. And, you know, I guess I don't see it as a huge issue in the AFL, but from what I hear and see in, at local level and community level, you know, the treatment and participation and abuse of umpires is quite significant, and you know, it has been affecting, you know, I guess, the participation and the involvement of junior umpires. And I think from the top down, if we make a hardline stance in this case, I think Daisy's apologised for his comments. I think for the two boys, Jack and Jack Rewalt and Louis' comments, they're just sort of going into bat for Daisy. But from a a universal point of view, I think it's important that we do take a hardline stance to, you know, influence and change the behaviour that we see across all levels of footy, not just in the AFL competition.
That's a really good answer. We had Derek Humphrey-Smith on yesterday talking about this and the interaction between umpire and player, and he advocated that they turn the microphones off out there because he thinks that actually hinders the relationship between the two because umpires are so afraid of actually having a conversation with a player out there. Would you like to see that happen in football? Would you like the microphones turned off during the course of a game?
It's an interesting perspective, and I obviously haven't been in the position, but I'm sure umpires would be, holding their tongue to a certain extent because who knows who's listening. But I think that would obviously contribute to it, there's no doubt, because, you know, we only saw a couple of weeks ago a similar sort of incidents with Dame Rampy. So, you know, the players, you know, heat of the moment, as I said before, you know, can say things. You know, I'd like to think that most of the time it's not a personal attack on the person in particular, but, you know, I guess there's a lot of you know, intensity and pressure flowing in the games. People can say things that they don't mean, but and then, you know, obviously then we get the speculation and opinion and you know, I guess the uproar that we've had this week. But I think the most important thing is, like I said before, that, you know, the hardline stance, I think, sets an example, and that's our responsibility, is to set the example for, you know, every grade and every level of footy from, you know, from the top down.
Well said. Very well said indeed, Nafe. Good luck against the Giants this weekend, and thanks for hopping on this morning, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.